our London Walks guides. Last year, my name's David Poyser, was mayor of Islington. Islington's a very old historic part of London. We're next to what we call the City of London, which is the centre of London. And that bit of the City of London dates back 2,000 years, so that's the oldest part. And clients often ask when we're going on a walk, because it says I was a mayor, they often ask, what does a mayor do? Well, most mayors of boroughs are like what we might call the first citizen. If you can see all the lovely ceremonies I've been to, if you look up the name David Poyser, P-O-Y-S-E-R, on Google, you can see a whole load of wonderful photographs of me dressed up in what is actually, it's equivalent of a French costume that they were wearing in the 14th and 15th and 16th century, and most of London's mayors wear that, and a very, very, very expensive chain of office. So a lot of the work is very, very boring. You go to school prize givings, you say the best gardeners, well done, endless school fairs and other fairs. The ceremonies where we make people British citizens, and the mayor comes along and says, well done. And then at the end, they say, can the mayor please lead us in singing God Save the Queen? Well, funny enough, the reason why I became a mayor is because I'm in one of London's most radical boroughs, and the last thing we would ever do is sing God Save the Queen. So I just think, why am I, of all the people in London, standing here singing God Save the Queen? But it's a lovely ceremony, and everybody does join in. And I think that it's nice that they feel sort of British, and it's nice to have somebody there who's behaving in this civic way, taking the whole thing very, very seriously. The other side of it is we go to the meet the Queen at Buckingham, the Queen's Tea Party in Buckingham Palace. All the mayors get together frequently, in the mayors from all over London, and that's really lovely. There's wonderful ceremonies in the Abbey as we all whoosh in the Westminster Abbey, which has been there for 1,000 years, where we crown our kings and queens. And all the mayors wear our wonderful ceremonial robes and our ceremonial hats as we parade in together. We have many, many ceremonies in St Paul's Church, which is another more recent church where Mrs Thatcher, Churchill and others had their funerals. And then we go to ceremony, we go to events in various boroughs. So in my borough, Islington, we invite all the other mayors to what we call the Whittington Walk. So Dick Whittington was mayor of the City of London. So that's the bit that's next to Islington. That's the bit that's 2,000 years old. Dick Whittington was mayor of the City of the City of London about 700 years ago. We know he was a real person. There's a historical record. The Whittington Hospital, named after him, is in my borough. So all the mayors, in all their lovely, lovely flowing robes, we walk through, raising money as we go, walk through my borough, Islington's borough, and we stop off and have a cup of tea at Islington's Town Hall. And then we walk to the City of London, where I hand over the walk formally to the Lord Mayor of the City of London. So the Lord Mayor of the City of London, she or he is a little bit exceptional because their job has existed for longer. And for example, if the Queen wants to go to the City of London, as I mentioned, this ancient square mile, she has to get permission from the Lord Mayor. He has a fancy stagecoach, he has fancy cars. Because I'm in a more sort of left-wing or democratic or whatever you like it, people don't like us to have a fancy car. Most of the mayors have something like a Bentley or a Daimler or a very flashy black car. We have a shiny Toyota Prius, which on one occasion was mistaken for an Uber, and the mayor's driver didn't take that well at all to being confused with being an Uber driver. But just as a little sort of history lesson, just don't get confused. So London has a mayor in each borough. Quite what they do varies, but most do the same as I did in Islington. Then there's the Lord Mayor of the City of London, and the last Lord Mayor had his work really cut out for him because it was 2 years after Brexit. So he had to go around all the world's financiers, had to go to Singapore and America and everywhere else, saying London's still open for business despite Brexit, because he was obviously representing the financial area of the City of London. The mayor you may have heard of, most people have heard of outside London, all over the world, there was one called Boris Johnson, who's now become Prime Minister. The current one's a different political party, is a man called Sadiq Khan. So the local mayors tend to be from various ethnic groups, and that is one good way that the Buckingham Palace and other ways, whatever, can absolutely have a direct link into the communities in all the boroughs. So if somebody, for example, wants to notice that none of the Portuguese community or the Italian community in London have received an honour from a Buckingham Palace for their good community work, they can find a mayor and say, look, you know, where's the biggest Portuguese community, and someone there can recommend that somebody from the Portuguese community can go and get an honour from the Queen for all the work they've done with the Portuguese, I use that as an example, community. What was I before I was a mayor? Well, I was a journalist. When I was a young journalist, I was an investigative journalist, and we caused a government inquiry. I was mostly a science journalist. And one story I'd just like to share, because it's sort of relevant to the history of London, is the sort of stuff I think that's fascinating. What I was always trying to do, although some of my programmes were in the top 10 for ratings, most of what I was doing was trying to make the most important stuff fascinating. And obviously, that's why I wanted to be a tour guide to continue that. So just give you one example of that. There's a very famous man, well, not famous man, actually, called John Snow. He's getting more famous now. He's only famous since coronavirus. John Snow, his name is linked with cholera. People thought that cholera disease must be spread through the air. They called it the miasma theory. So in Soho in London, when it broke out in Broad Street in 1854, it killed more than 550 people within 2 weeks. And John Snow said, look, maybe it's just not the air. He discovered where they'd all got their water. They'd all got their water from the same pump in Broad Street, and it's now commemorated. And after that, his historic work in working out the cause of how diseases are spread has been left to science. And it's obviously now being used on the basis of that and others for tracing how corona is spread. So why become a tour guide? Well, I like to use the lessons I learnt in TV, particularly the ones making complicated, important stories interesting and accessible. The other lesson of TV is, of course, I try and use those things that we use in TV. It's not giving people a list of facts. If I tell you 575,000, it's probably a number goes in one ear and outside the other. Out the other, you think a lot. But as you work, as you learn making television programmes like on the Discovery Channel, which I worked for quite a lot in particular, you'd have to say, this is the weight of two Olympic pools, or this is the height of two double-decker buses. One of my most fun moments as a tour guide is when I went to the British Museum, and I'd pre-arranged this with many, many emails with a private client. And he took his girlfriend round, and then as we got to the last bit of the museum that I'd agreed I was going to show him, and I said, here's a famous bracelet, and I gave the history of the bracelet and how it's associated with love. I knew their lucky number was 8, and I said it's got a magic number of 8 jewels in it, and it went back many, many hundred years. And on my cue, when I described all the jewels in it, then he knelt down on a cushion which we'd secretly arranged, and asked her to say that it's missing a diamond, and asked his girlfriend to marry him. So that was a lovely, moving moment. The other thing is trying to use humour and all those other things I learnt in television. So one of the things is when people often ask guides when we go around Windsor Castle, which is a lot of planes fly over it, and they say, why did the Queen, you know, build this historic castle next to an airport? And it's very, very difficult to say, well, you know, one was 1,000 years before the other. Now, I'm just going to finish. We do some fun walks. I know I'm sounding very serious, but there's one walk I do with Tom Lehrer, who's a 1950s and 60s obscure American comedian. He became 90 in 2020. And before the pill, he made this song. And you can probably guess what it's about, but you can think it's about diseases spreading. Tom Lehrer, I Got It From Agnes.
I love my friends, and they love me. We're just as close as we can be. And just because we really care, whatever we get, we share. I
got it from Agnes. She got it from Jim. We all agree it must have been Louise who gave it to him. She got it from Harry, who got it from Marie. And everybody knows that Marie got it from me.
Thank you very much. That's it. Thanks.